Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. From a field of four candidates for the Kingston School District's superintendent that were interviewed on Monday and Tuesday, it was narrowed down to three vying for the position. The candidates for a second round of interviews at 6 p.m. Wednesday, May 27th, are Jeff York, Craig Archer, and Ron Jacobs. York is a superintendent of the Hale Area Schools District. Archer is the Bad Axe High School principal, and Jacob is the principal of Coruna High School. A replacement is being sought for Shona Venevi, who resigned as Kingston superintendent in March. And recent sentences in Huron County 52nd Circuit Court: Jonathan R. Bender, 35, of Kindy, operating while intoxicated, third offense, 270 days in jail with 1 day credit for time served, 3 years of probation, 480 hours of community service, electronic monitoring, and $700 in costs and fines. And Christopher Joe Johnsonbaugh, 50, of Bad Axe, domestic violence, 300 days in jail with 2 days credit for time served, 3 years of probation, $400 in costs and fines, electronic monitoring, and anger management program. Frederick A. McCoy, 54, Port Hope, unlawful driving away of a motor vehicle, habitual offender, third notice, 240 days in jail with 2 days credit for time served, 2 years of probation, $400 in costs and fines. And Richard Lee Lasoski, 45, of Bad Axe, delivery of a controlled substance, habitual offender, fourth offense, 22 months to 20 years in prison with 82 days credit for time served, $480 in cost, fines, and restitution. Tamara Lynn Oxley, 61, Kaysville, probation violation, 150 days in jail with 8 days credit for time served. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with our regional news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our regional news. In Traverse City, Michigan, scientists say extreme weather that battered Michigan this year, from historic flooding and heavy lake effect snow to destructive tornado outbreaks, reflects a warming climate already reshaping the state. Michigan essentially has a fever, and we know that this upward trend will continue as our emissions continue at the same level, said Shell Winkley, meteorologist at Climate Central. During a May 20 climate briefing, researchers said rising temperatures are fueling heavier precipitation, stronger storms, and mounting infrastructure damage across Michigan. Those are trends they expect to worsen in coming decades. Data shows Michigan's annual average temperature has increased 3.3 degrees Fahrenheit since 1970, and the average annual precipitation has increased by 2.5 inches. Warmer air carries more moisture from as far away as the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. We know that the rain is falling faster, and we know that it's falling heavier, Winkley said. Those changes have resulted in increasingly costly damage to homes, businesses, and public infrastructure. Michigan went from 1991 to 1997 without any billion-dollar weather disasters, but now they happen every year, according to data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And in Allegan County, Michigan, a patient who was being treated in the back of an ambulance had to be airlifted to a Grand Rapids hospital yesterday after the ambulance was rear-ended and rolled over into a ditch. Northbound U.S. 131 in Allegan County was closed for over 2 hours near the exit to 129th Avenue as first responders continued to clear the scene. As of 9:45 p.m., the highway remained closed, according to the Michigan Department of Transportation crash map. Deputies were dispatched to the crash at 6:59 p.m. yesterday on reports of an ambulance involved in a rollover crash that the Allegan County Sheriff's Office said. Authorities said the driver of a pickup truck fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into the back of the ambulance, causing it to lose control and veer into a ditch, rolling over and landing on its roof. Two of the paramedics who were inside the ambulance were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware.